Hello and welcome to Daily Prayer today for June 6th, 2021. Glad that you are with me. I'm the Reverend Aaron Ochart. Let's get started. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. Eternal God, we give you thanks that through the gift of our baptism you call us to a new way of life in your realm of grace and peace. By the power of your Holy Spirit, let your will be done in our lives and in this world that you love, through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. Our readings for today are Psalm 108 and 150, Deuteronomy 29:16 through 29, Revelation 12, 1 through 12, and Matthew 15, 29 through 39. Listen for God's word to speak to you. Psalm 108. My heart is steadfast, O God, my heart is steadfast. I will sing and make melody. Awake, my soul. Awake, O harp and lyre. I will awake the dawn. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples. And I will sing praise to you among the nations. For your steadfast love is higher than the heavens, and your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and let your glory be over all the earth. Give victory with your right hand, and answer me, so that those whom you love may be rescued. God has promised in God's sanctuary. With exultation I will divide up Shechem and portion out the vale of Succoth. Gilead is mine, Manasseh is mine. Ephraim is my helmet, Judah is my scepter. Moab is my wash basin. On Edom I hurl my shoe, over Philistia I shout in triumph. Who will bring me to the fortified city? Who will lead me to Edom? Have you not rejected us, O God? You do not go out, O God, with our armies. O grant us help against the foe, for human help is worthless. With good God we shall do valiantly. It is God who will tread down our foes. And Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in God's sanctuary. Praise God in God's mighty firmament. Praise God for God's mighty deeds. Praise God according to God's surpassing greatness. Praise God with trumpet sound. Praise God with lute and harp. Praise God with tambourine and dance. Praise God with strings and pipe. Praise God with clanging cymbals. Praise God with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that breathes praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. From Deuteronomy chapter 29, verses 16 through 29. You know how we lived in the land of Egypt, and how we came through the midst of the nations through which you passed. You have seen their detestable things, the filthy idols of wood and stone, of silver and gold, that were among them. It may be that there is among you a man or woman or a family or tribe whose heart is already turning away from the Lord our God to serve the gods of those nations. It may be that there is among you a root sprouting poisonous and bitter growth. All who hear the words of this oath and bless themselves, thinking in their hearts, we are safe even though we go our own stubborn ways, thus bringing disaster on moist and dry alike. The Lord will be unwilling to pardon them, for the Lord's anger and passion will smoke against them. All the curses written in this book will descend on them, and the Lord will blot out their names from under heaven. The Lord will single them out from all the tribes of Israel for calamity, in accordance with all the curses of the covenant written in this book of the law. The next generation, your children who rise up after you, as well as the foreigner who comes from a distant country, will see the devastation of that land and the afflictions with which the Lord has afflicted it. all its soil burned out by sulfur and salt, nothing planted, nothing sprouting, unable to support any vegetation, like the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, Admah and Zeboim, which the Lord destroyed in God's fierce anger. They, and indeed all the nations, will wonder, why has the Lord done this to this land? What caused this great display of anger? They will conclude, it is because they abandoned the covenant of the Lord, the God of their ancestors, which God made with them when God brought them out of the land of Egypt. They turned and served their gods, worshiping them, gods whom they had not known and whom God had not allotted to them. So the anger of the Lord was kindled against that land, bringing on it every curse written in this book. The Lord uprooted them from their land in anger, fury, and great wrath, and cast them into another land, as is now the case. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the revealed things belong to us, and to our children forever, to observe all the words of this law. And from Revelation chapter 12, verses 1 through 12. A great portent appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet and on her head a crown of 12 stars. She was pregnant and was crying out in birth pangs, in the agony of giving birth. Then another portent appeared in heaven, a great red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 diadems on his heads. His tail swept down a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. Then the dragon stood before the woman who was about to bear a child so that he might devour her child as soon as it was born. And she gave birth to a son, a male child, who is to rule over all the nations with a rod of iron. But her child was snatched away and taken to God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared by God so that there she can be nourished for 1,260 days. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. The dragon and his angels fought back, but they were defeated, and there was no longer any place for them in heaven. The great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven proclaiming, "Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of God's Messiah. For the accuser of our comrades has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God. But they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. For they did not cling to life even in the face of death. Rejoice then, you heavens, and those who dwell in them. But woe to the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you with great wrath, because he knows that his time is short." And from Matthew chapter 15, verses 29 through 39. After Jesus had left that place, he passed along the Sea of Galilee, and he went up to the mountain where he sat down. Great crowds came to him, bringing with them the lame, the maimed, the blind, the mute, and many others. They put them at his feet, and he cured them, so that the crowd was amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the maimed whole, the lame walking, and the blind seeing. And they praised the God of Israel. Then Jesus called his disciples to him and said, "I have compassion for the crowd because they have been with me now for 3 days, and have had nothing to eat. And I do not want to send them away hungry, for they might faint in the way." The disciples said to him, "Where are we to get enough bread in the desert to feed so great a crowd?" Jesus asked them, "How many loaves do you have?" They said, 7 and a few small fish." Then ordering the crowd to sit down on the ground, he took the 7 loaves and the fish, and after giving thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples. And the disciples gave them to the crowds, And all of them ate and were filled, and they took up the broken pieces left over, 7 baskets full. Those who had eaten were 4,000 men, besides women and children. After sending away the crowds, he got into the boat and went to the region of Magadan. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So our readings for today, we have continuing on in Deuteronomy as we have been. Moses is continuing to encourage the people, right? Stay steadfast. And yet Moses, again, has been with these people for a long time. And so he knows, you know what? You're probably not going to be faithful. And there's going to be punishment. So I'm going to tell you right now, this is what's going to happen if you don't follow God's ways. Right? There's going to be punishment on you. There's going to be devastation in this land that you are going to. I want you to know this ahead of time. And if there are some of you who are right now, you're thinking about participating in this covenant, being this people, and even now you're thinking you're going to go and worship other gods, it's not going to go well for you. It really is not. That's not a great thing. And when people come back, when your children look at this land, when foreigners from distant lands come to this place, they will see the devastation and they will say, ah, I know what it is. It's because they did not follow the Lord, their God, who brought them out of Egypt, who brought them out of slavery, who gave them a law to know exactly what they should do and what they should not do. And they didn't listen. They worshiped other gods. They did things that were not right in what God wanted them to do. And so God has given them punishment. It's just harsh, right? Again, a reminder that the law does not make us righteous, right? It is a good way to be, right? There are good things to do. But we as human beings, we fail. We mess things up. We know what we're supposed to do and we just don't do it. We know what we're not supposed to do. We do it anyways, right? The purpose here is that they're stick with God, right? Stick with God. If there's any inkling that you're not going to do so, get it straight. Get it figured out before you go back and go into this land, because it's going to be really bad if you fall back on this. And again, this is all written as this sort of the history that comes after this is called the Deuteronomic history. It is all sort of written in light of what Moses here says as the people are going to enter the land. And so therefore, it's going to make sense of the destruction and the pain and all the things that will come, because all of those things come after the people fail to live up to the standards which they are sent into the land to fulfill. Then we have from Revelation. So on Sundays, the reading gets all kind of crazy. So we have Revelation, which we, if you may remember, we read a couple, several weeks ago. And so there's this is sort of a break between two sort of acts of Revelation. And we have these portents in the sky. They're, you know, constellations and that sort of thing. There's this great dragon, and there is a woman who is going to have a baby. In fact, she is in childbirth and in the pains of childbirth, and the dragon wants to snatch the baby right out once it's born. This is very reminiscent from all sorts of different sort of creation narratives. Zeus and Odin and all sorts of folks, there's some sort of terrible creature waiting for this child to be born, and they're ready to kill them immediately. But the woman is saved and taken off into the wilderness, and Michael and the angels make war against the dragon, who is the devil and Satan, right? We talked about the imagery about this, but I'll just say it again. So this is looks very much like this is sort of a metaphorical description of Israel, right? The people of God, bringing forth this child. She goes off into the wilderness. That's a very sort of clear connection. And this child is Jesus. And so this woman is kind of also Mary. And that the world and the devil and Satan, this dragon, wants to destroy not only the children of Israel, but also this specific child of the Messiah. And yet he is kept safe. God gives safety for that woman who goes off into the wilderness. We might be reminded that this is coming around sort of the time of the diaspora, where the people of Israel are sent all around the world, spread out all over the place, sent off into the wilderness, and yet God is with them there, even in the wilderness. And the dragon eventually is defeated and is sent down and sent down to earth, and knows that his time is short. So there we have from Revelation. We have from Matthew the feeding of 5,000, or this is the feeding of 4,000 plus women and children. Jesus, as usual, has this compassion on this crowd. And he uses this as an opportunity to share with his disciples, right? I want to feed these people. How do we do that? And they look at it and they say, there's no earthly way, right? We have just this handful of food. But the whole point of it is that God has abundance where we don't even see abundance. Now, Matthew's gospel is a much more sort of explicitly miraculous thing where he takes this food and just makes more food. And Luke, it's maybe a little bit more practical, or maybe a little bit more down to earth, where it's more sort of bringing out storehouses. But here's this miraculous giving of food, finding abundance where we thought that there was scarcity. This is really applicable to our lives, because we live lives of thinking that there is scarcity when there's actually really truly abundance, not only all around us, but just from the storehouses and all that God gives us in time and energy, intelligence, imagination, and love. God is overflowing with gifts for us. Sometimes monetary, usually it's not, right? Usually it's just that extra passion and that extra drive to continue doing the work. Sometimes we do, especially when we're doing sort of social justice work and things where it feels like we're just not making headway, right? God continually comes alongside us and says, here's abundance, here's more bread, here's fish, keep going, keep going, keep going. And also the care for those who are around him. He's worried about just their daily needs. They can't learn without something in their stomachs. We know this about human beings. We know this about ourselves. And yet so often we forget about it when it has to do with our neighbors. So implicitly there's this call to feed those around us as well in this. Now let us join our hearts together in prayer. Satisfy us with your love in the morning, and we will live this day in joy and praise. We give you our praise and thanks, O God, for all gifts of love we have received from you, and for your persistent mercy in Jesus Christ. Especially we thank you for the grace and peace of Jesus Christ. All creatures with whom we share the earth. Those whom we have loved and who have loved us. Support and encouragement from others. Food and drink to share in your name. People of God, for what else do we give thanks? We pray for the Seminarians of Color Conference. We also lift up in prayer Lisa Love of the Presbyterian Foundation and Sandy Lucas of the Presbyterian Foundation. Let us pray. Our Father, you have given us so much, including your own Son. Please look with favor on our efforts to care for what you have given us and to lead people to hear your message. Amen. We give you our cares and concerns, O God, because we know you are kind and care for your children in every circumstance. Especially we pray for Lutheran and Reformed churches. People who live in poverty. Those who are sick or suffering. Those who work for their healing. Comfort and peace for those who are dying. People of God, for what else do we pray? We pray for Tom, a friend of Sandy's son who has stage 4 lymphoma. For Joy, a neighbor of Debbie's and a former play school teacher here who's in the hospital diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer. We pray for Diane and David who are experiencing health issues. For Barbara, a friend of the church who has major health issues. For Brooke, Barbara's daughter-in-law, who will be having major surgery. For Michael, Dennis's nephew in St. Louis, who has stage 4 prostate cancer and bone cancer. For Barbara, who fell and broke her pelvis and continues to recuperate in Baton Rouge. And for the Carter family, at the death of Liz's father. Liz is a longtime friend of Louise, my wife. To you, O God, we give up the burdens of this day, trusting your love and mercy. To you, O God, we surrender ourselves, trusting our risen Lord to lead us always in the way of peace, today, tomorrow, and forever. Amen. Now let us join together in the words that Christ taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Now let us cast our anxiety on the Lord, who cares for us. The God of all grace will restore, strengthen, and support us. Amen. Bless the Lord. The Lord's name be praised. Thank you so much for joining me today for daily prayer. Join me tomorrow for some more. Like this video, share it with someone else, click on the subscription and the notification button, as well as going to our website, johncalvinchurch.org. Our liturgy today came from the Book of Common Worship of the Presbyterian Church USA 2018 edition. Our readings came from the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. And our devotion came from the Mission Yearbook of the Presbyterian Church USA. Thank you. Have a blessed day. See you at worship at 10:30 and Sunday school beforehand. You can join us, of course, in person or online. Have a great day, and we'll see you next time.